This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
Simone Adams, and I'm actually a freelance contractor working with nonprofits in the local area to do grant writing and fundraising consulting, and I had the opportunity to work with Nonprofit Pathways to produce a Meet the Funders panel.
Wow, now that sounds pretty good, a Meet the Funders panel. So that's what's coming up soon. So what's a Meet the Funders panel?
This will be an online, sort of like a webinar, but we are inviting four foundations who make grants to nonprofits in the Amy, Mitchell, and Yancey County area to talk with us. It'll be myself and Jeanette Butterworth, who's with Nonprofit Pathways, and we're going to moderate this panel discussion to learn how funders are addressing the current situation and how they're responding to the community in order to get grants out to nonprofits who need it.
And, of course, now with the situation, and we hear some wonderful work some of these folks have been doing in the area already, but there are nonprofits that maybe have an idea that could really help right now as part of the COVID response and otherwise. And this just kind of helps get everybody on the same page so that that money can keep moving. Is that the idea?
It is. It's both related to the COVID response and in general funding that these foundations may have already had in the works.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, this is going to help the nonprofits to understand what they need to do to apply for grants, to build relationships with these foundations that will continue beyond this time. Basically, we're trying to get money into the hands of nonprofits. These foundations have it, and the nonprofits need to learn how they can access it.
Now, you mentioned the Nonprofit Pathways folks. Tell us a little bit about them, because folks may not know that much about what they do versus, I mean, you know, they've heard of the Amy Wellness Foundation and the Phillips Foundation, folks like that. But tell me a little bit about the Pathways, what they do.
Yeah, I actually think that this is an amazing organization for nonprofits here. They basically work with nonprofits, providing tools and resources to help the nonprofits achieve their mission. So that includes workshops, one-on-one training and coaching, sustainability consulting, financial coaching, and they're offering these things to help the nonprofits basically build their capacity, strengthen their resources so that they're better able to go out into the community and do their work, but also that they're better able to go to foundations and apply for money. They're more competitive, basically, and doing what they need to do to prove that their work has an impact in the community.
The virtual panel that you're putting together with grant makers for the area, if you could have everybody that you thought should be on that, who would it involve?
This is geared towards nonprofits.
Right.
And so anybody that has a 501c3, and then within those organizations, executive directors, if they do have development staff or volunteers who help with their grant writing, anybody who's basically responsible for helping to make sure that the organization has the money that it needs to do its job would benefit from being on this panel. This is basically an opportunity for nonprofits to hear from these foundation leaders, first and foremost, to understand how these foundations are viewing the issues that are facing the local community, both before and during COVID. Basically, what do the foundations understand about our communities? Do they understand the community? And then they're going to learn, the nonprofits will learn how to make some strategic decisions about what grants to apply for. They'll also learn how the foundations are making their decisions to determine how much money they give out, how they look at grant applications, or how they view the nonprofits and make decisions about who gets money. They're going to understand how to build relationships with foundations. I've learned that a lot of nonprofits don't understand that foundations are looking for these nonprofits to reach out to them and to keep open communications and keep them updated about what's going on. So even when they're not applying for a grant, nonprofits have an opportunity to send their newsletter to a foundation, to reach out via email and give updates so that a foundation is always in the know about a nonprofit. And we just want to make sure that through this, the nonprofits understand what foundations are looking for when they're making grant decisions or funding decisions.
And I think this would be very good for nonprofits. I am on the board of a couple of 501c3s, and one in particular I can think of has some stuff they've managed to get along, and they really would like to do more, and plus the what's happening with the COVID-19 has made what they were doing harder, so they're really looking at reinventing themselves to a degree. And the last thing any of us know is, how do you apply for a grant? So I could see this would be a good start for something like that, wouldn't it? If you've got questions and you just want to learn more about how it works, come on down.
Yes, exactly. This is the starting point. It's the starting point and it's the midpoint. There are some that have, they've been doing
sure.
grants, but maybe they're not winning grants or they're not being strategic about how to apply for grants. This is definitely learn what foundations are looking for so you can apply, and then so that when you do apply, you're more competitive and more likely to receive the funding.
What do folks need to do if they think, well, yeah, this is something I should look into? How should they go about making contact to be on the virtual meeting or maybe to find out more information?
We are opening this up only to nonprofits in Amy, Mitchell, and Yancey County.
Okay.
And as a result, you do have to register. So
right.
they should go to nonprofitpathways.org and reach out to the contact there and look for it on the calendar and register, make sure that they register. We're going to keep registration open until 5 minutes before this virtual panel to give everybody a chance to be a part of this. We've got 46 nonprofits already registered,
oh, really?
And we're looking for a few more to join.
Well, cool. If you've got 46 and you have that, that's a pretty good start there, Simone. That's all right.
I'm very excited about it. And we've got four foundations who will be on the panelists. So those foundations are the Amy Wellness Foundation and Dogwood Health Trust.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Community Foundation of Western North Carolina, and they'll be talking about all of the affiliate foundations that they represent, and also the Samuel L. Phillips Family Foundation, who they issue their funding through Wells Fargo.
That's four that are very important to what's going on in the community, really, no matter what you're involved in, so it really would be a good thing.
It is June 18th, and it will start at 10 a.m. It's a 90-minute session. We'll moderate a few questions for an hour, and then the last 30 minutes, we're actually going to take some questions that may pop up in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also inviting registrants to register an opportunity to send some questions in advance. We want to make sure that we're really addressing the questions that the nonprofits have so that this is beneficial and meets the needs of the community rather than sort of being prescribed and we give you what we think you want. We want to make sure that we're answering the questions that the nonprofits really have.
Our guest today, Simone Adams, who's part of a group putting together a virtual panel so our local 501c3s can meet the funders and find out more about writing grants and hopefully winning grants. Simone, thank you for spending some time with us today. And thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.